Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Full Coverage, a podcast by beauty lovers, by beauty lovers. I am your host today, professional. No, that's not me. Unprofessional. I'm not changing that. I'm not editing it out because it just is right. Unprofessional beauty lover, Lindsay Kelk, live from LA, chatting to you from my house where I've been since March 13th. Totally okay, totally fine, and excited to be talking to you today, actually, quite frankly, because it gives me something different to do. Just before I start on Full Coverage, really wanted to say thank you so much to everybody who has messaged me about In Case You Missed It, which is my new novel that just came out in the UK last week. I've had so many lovely messages. So many of the pod fam have been involved in the events. I have just been overwhelmed with love. Thank you so much. We've still got a couple more events coming up next Monday, August 3rd. I am doing a special Zoom event with Caroline Hirons and Emma Guns to celebrate the launch of In Case You Missed It and the super best-selling success of Caroline's book, Skincare. If you haven't already registered for that, the information is on the internet. I'll try and post it on our website. Most of the registrations are full. I believe it is fully booked up, but you can register for waitlist if you would like to attend. And if you can't make it or it's fully booked up when you go to register, you will get sent a link afterwards to watch it after it's happened. So you won't have to miss out. I'm sure it's going to be fun. We all know Caroline and Emma are my pals, and we all know they are two of the funniest, most fun to talk to women that exist. So I'm excited about that. But yeah, massive thanks to everyone who has already bought In Case You Miss It. Massive, massive, massive thanks for everyone if you've posted about it. Things are so crazy with me not being able to be in the UK right now, which I normally would be at home on tour, which we'll talk about later. And without that, I've been going slowly, slightly mad. So thank you for your support. To confirm, the book will be out in Australia in August and New Zealand also, and Canada and America in September. It's already out on ebook and audiobook, but the paperback will be out in September. So all that information is on my website. Anyway, if you're so inclined, if you're just here for the makeup, you'll be pleased to know we're going to talk about that now. Our main feature today will be tour related. Now, every year, me and Harry go through everything I'm buying for tour. You know I love to buy something for tour. And we always talk about the makeup that I'm taking on tour. Because there was no tour this year, dastardly COVID, I thought it would be fun to talk through the things that I would be taking with me, the new things. Because now, having been doing this podcast for 3 years and having been touring forever, it's interesting to me to see what does and does make it in that's new and goes out, and what stays, like what remains. I think that's really interesting for me. Hopefully it's going to be interesting for you. But you think about it as it's my travel kit, but it's my most important makeup of the whole year. It's tour makeup and event makeup. So it's the makeup that I trust the most, that I love the most, and that I know is the most reliable. So my tour makeup kit is always like a big priority for me, slap wise. So we're going to look at what's made it into my tour kit, my non-existent tour kit this year. That will be our main feature. Before that, we've got loads of new news. There's absolutely bucket loads. First up, I know everyone's so excited about this launch. It is the Fenty Skin launch. They have announced their first three items. And predictably, you know, Fenty Skin, it's skincare. We're starting with a cleanser, a toner, and a moisturizer. I mean, it's your basic three steps. God bless Rihanna for keeping it simple. Now, we're going to look at the individual items. We haven't tried these yet. We haven't got our samples yet. They will be launching at the end of this week. So by the time we've tried them, you could have tried them. But let's all stay in touch and discuss it as we know. So we start off with the Total Cleanser. There's no E, just a cleanser. So it's a cleanser, to be technical. It's a 2-in-1 cleanser and makeup remover. Just a cleanser, isn't it? You better wash your face morning and night, y'all. This I'm reading directly from the Instagram post. These are not my feelings. So the ingredients are Barbados, Jesus Christ, Lindsay. Rihanna's from Barbados. Barbados cherry, an ingredient with antioxidants. Each cherry packed with more vitamin C than an orange. But that doesn't really tell you how much vitamin C is in this product. But anyway, it's got vitamin C in there. It's got ginkgo biloba, which I can never say, to control oil and to clarify shine. Green tea, again, rich in antioxidants. Fig, a desert-loving fruit that's rich in antioxidants. There's a lot of antioxidants, and it's got quince in there, a rare fruit infused with minerals. I guess quince is rare, is it? You can get it in the supermarket in a jam form, but I don't know. Lots of antioxidants, some vitamin C in here, and a cleanser. Now, the one thing I want to point out, because this is what you're going to see throughout the range, is there's a lot of talk of pores. So this is, it purifies pores and helps fight shine long after you've rinsed it off. I don't know how it's doing that. I don't know how a cleanser is helping to fight shine long after you rinse it off, apart from that it's removed any possible oil causing shine when you're using it. But we'll see. We'll find out. Step 2 of the Fenty Skin Starter Routine is the Fat Water Pore Refining Toner and Serum. Fat Water. So it's called Fat Water because it's thick, double C. But also, I think just thick with a K would cover it too. Unique texture means you can pour it into your hand to apply, no cotton pads needed. So I think rather than this actually being a traditional toner, as we would know it, this is actually more of an essence. It's that thick liquid that you pour into your hand, you apply directly to your skin, so you don't need to use cotton pads. It's an essence, isn't it? Not really a toner. It's alcohol-free, that's fantastic. It's a toner-serum combo, it's an essence, that targets pores, improves the look of dark spots, brightens, smooths, and fights shine. So it's got niacinamide in. We love niacinamide. More Barbados cherry. Cool. Australian lemon myrtle and witch hazel water. Interesting. Witch hazel is a commonly used toner ingredient. Some people just use witch hazel on its own. Good to see that here. Japanese raisin tree to help detoxify. I don't know what Japanese raisin tree is. Isn't it a grapevine? No, it probably isn't. Maybe there is a tree. I'm going to Google it. I should have done this before I talked to you about it, but I just saw these posts as I sat down to record. I thought it was very important new news to share with you. Japanese raisin tree to help detoxify. I believe you. Cactus flower to help hydrate, and green tea and fig, again, rich in antioxidants. So many antioxidants in here, which I love. The only thing I don't love about this, firstly, that's a toner, because a toner plus serum, I think they're trying to make it sound like something new, and actually it's just an essence. But that's marketing, sure, whatever. The pore refining part I don't like. I don't like when things imply that they can change the size of your pores, because they can't. They can just clean them. They can't shrink them. They don't open or close. They can't open your clothes. You can't pour your, close your pores. You can't open your pores. They do not have a door on them. You can just clean them. I feel like maybe it sort of hints at that, which I don't love, but it does look like an interesting product with lots of yummy ingredients. I can't wait to see the full inky list. I can't wait to see the Hyrens review on this. I'm sure we will talk about it next week on our event. Step 3 of the Fenty Skin Starter Set is a moisturizer, obviously. Hydra Visor Invisible Moisturizer and SPF. You know, awesome. It's got, again, niacinamide, hyaluronic acid, aloe, melon, wild watermelon, more antioxidants, more hydration. This is lovely. I love all these things. Says there's no chalkiness because it's pink tinted, so it applies on all skin tones. There's no flashback. It says there's no pilling. Says it boosts and brightens skin, makes pores, fine lines, and wrinkles less visible instantly and over time. I don't know because I haven't tried it yet. It's coral reef friendly for the SPF in there, which is fantastic. It's also earth conscious and refillable. Now, I do love that it's refillable, and it looks like it's in an awesome airtight pump, which I love. I'm just personally not someone who prefers to put sunscreen in their moisturizer. I don't love that it does, that it says that. It literally says, you better wear sunscreen every damn day. We got you with Hydra Visor's broad spectrum SPF protection. We all know, anyone who looks at skin or takes care of their skin or is invested in skincare in any way, shape or form, you know you need to use a separate SPF and not just what's in your moisturizer. You would need to use such a tremendous amount of moisturizer with an SPF in it to get the coverage that it advertises. I kind of just wish she had separated the two out. But, you know, it's in there. Belt and braces, I guess, do it and then use your SPF on top of it. Okay. It's a very young skewing range. Makes sense. Fenty is millennial targeted. That's very simple three-step. Not mad about it. Curious to see how it looks, how it feels, how it performs. In other Fenty news, there also is a new Fenty gloss launching this week in Cheeky, in like a cherry red sort of color, sheer cherry red. Very excited about that because I do love a gloss bomb. They're one of my favorite Fenty products. So I was pumped about that. But yeah, I am curious about how everyone else is feeling about Fenty Skin. Are you going to invest in Fenty Skin? Is Fenty Skin for you? Are you intrigued by Fat Water? I mean, I like the name. I can't lie. I like the marketing of it. I like that it's both genders. I like that she's saying it's for everyone. Both genders? All genders. Sorry. But we'll see. We shall see. Let's see how good it is. Let's see what the inky list is. Let's wait on the Hyrens review. Another brand that we mentioned last time that's out and now we now have more clarity on what the products are going to be is Patrick Starr's One Size, and he has announced his colour cosmetics. Yay! Actual colour cosmetics, not just makeup removers. We have the Visionary Collection, which includes the eyeshadow palette, $42 here in the US, 15 shades, a mix of neutrals, pops of colour, warm and cool, different finishes. There's mattes, there's shimmers, there's foils. It's very exciting. Three of them have been embossed. That's a big thing, isn't it? People love to emboss random eyeshadows. It doesn't make any difference to how it performs, but sure. The eye poppers are what I'm really excited about, and this is a liquid eyeshadow that is super high pigment and glittery, that apparently is fantastic. Long wear, put it on, stays in place. I love a liquid eyeshadow, a cream to powder, whatever you want it to be. It looks like a traditional format. It's in a tube. It has the doe foot applicator. I'm pumped to try these. These are the first things I will purchase from this brand because I really, really, really want to try them out. Especially the Death Drop shade, the black with silver and gold sparkle. That looks amazing. And probably the Pea House, which is the nude with silver sparkle, which is literally the two opposite ends of the six shades that are available. We've also got Point Made, which is a 24-hour long-lasting liquid eyeliner pen, and Point Made 24-hour long-lasting gel eyeliner pencil. So there's two shades of that one. I think there's a black and a brown. So you get a liquid eyeliner option and a pencil eyeliner option. It's very exciting, isn't it? Isn't it very exciting? It's very exciting. Just so many fun things coming out. And two more new launches that we want to talk about that I know you have been talking about on our Facebook group, and that's pretty much where I got direction for this episode. So don't be surprised if you're like, wait, Lindsay, we've been talking about this. I know, that's why we're here. This is a big one. I know so many people in the industry love this guy. So many people in the industry have so much respect for him, and it is Wayne Goss. Wayne Goss Cosmetics have announced their first launch, which is the Imperial Topaz Eyeshadow Palette. It's just so pretty. I think it feels very artist-led to me. It's very no-frills, no-fuss, classy black packaging with just the pans in the palette. No embossing, no fannying around, for want of a better sense. It's very classic, very sophisticated. The shades are absolutely beautiful. Neutrals... It's browns. Mad Difficult Eyes is going to go mad for this. Browns and a matte black. I feel like you could achieve a lot of different looks. Sorry for that pause. My cat's going weird behind us. You could achieve a lot of different looks with this. It's going to look great on all skin tones. I'm really excited for this. It's definitely right in my wheelhouse. Does remind me a little bit of some of the shades in the Natasha Denona bronze palette. But you can never have too many browns, lads. You can never have too many browns. And there's also three Kohl eye pencils, Obsidian, Precious Opal, and Rich Hazel. I feel like they're going to be really good because I think when a makeup artist does Kohl's, they do them really, really, really well. So I am pumped to try that. And congrats to Wayne, who just deserves it all. He deserves it all. He's such a nice fella. And really pleased that this is happening for him. That launches July 30th too. So lots of launches coming July 30th. Everyone's going to be broke come Friday. The last launch that I want to talk about is, again, vaguely related to something we mentioned on the last episode. Morphe, as we know, has ended all professional ties with Jeffree Star Cosmetics. We wondered what they would do next. What they will do next is a brand new line called Morphe 2. It is Gen Z skewing. I feel like we just got on top of saying that things were aimed at millennials and now everyone's pointing their products at Gen Z. I blame TikTok, and I'm right to do so, because this brand is fronted by two TikTok influencers, the D'Amelio sisters. D'Amelio, I don't know how to pronounce it because I've seen them on TikTok. They do dancing. They're very good. I'm a nana. I am on TikTok. I've had to come away because it was just eating up my life. But if you want to see Anderson jumping around, that's on TikTok. It's wild. This is, as far as I know, the first like straight up Gen Z directed launch from a big brand. It includes Hint Hint Skin Tint, available in 20 shades, Wonder Tint Lip and Cheek Mousse, available in 4 shades, Jelly Eye Shimmer, that's in 6 shades, really interested in that, Gloss Pop Face and Eye Gloss, and Glassified Lip Oil, available in 6 shades. There's also a brush collection. I don't really feel like brush collection is specifically Gen Z, but the glosses, the jelly eyes, it all looks really interesting. It's all very much fresh face. It's all about dewy, glossy, young, fun. I love the pictures that they've put out. The sisters don't look like perfect. They just look like they've done their makeup themselves and they're having fun with it, which obviously is what TikTok is all about. So yeah, it'll be fun to see how this does. I think it's going to do really, really well because it just looks really fresh and fun and summery. There's lots of colour in there and I like it a lot. In other new news, I have to tell you about this new Elemis Superfood AHA Glow Cleansing Butter that came our way this week. There's another new product in this line that I'm going to talk about, but I am going to save that for a highlight of the week. Spoiler alert. This cleansing butter is really lovely. It just feels like a cleansing butter. I don't really know how to explain it. You know, I love the Elemis Pro Cleansing Balm, Pro Collagen Cleansing Balm. It is my absolute jam. It is the product I've used the longest, forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. I've been using it for years. But the AHA Glow Cleanser, I literally just finished a tub of Pro Collagen Cleansing Balm. So I brought in the pumpkin glow facial cleanser. Mine just says AHA Glow. Maybe in England it's all called Pumpkin Glow, but anyway, it's got pumpkin in it. It's really, really nice. It feels really lush and like the texture of it is really thick and you want to put your hands in it. It's full of AHA's enzymes from pumpkin, it says right here. This is something I should have, again, found out more about, but it's just really lush. I would say don't use it around the eye area with the Pro Collagen Cleansing Balm. I will happily take it over my eyes and it will take off every bit of makeup I've ever worn in my entire life. With this, because it's got enzymes and AHAs in it, it's not for the eyes. I did take it over my eyes one night and just it stung, so don't do that. Don't do what Donnie Don't does. Do not put an AHA cleansing balm over your eyes. That's my fault. That is not the cleanser's fault. But it's really, really lovely. You can leave it on as a bit of a mask once you've massaged it in, or you can just wipe it straight off with a hot, warm flannel. And it does give you very glowy, juicy, plumped up skin. So if you're looking for an alternative to the Pro Collagen Cleansing Balm, or you don't like an oily cleanser, this is more of a butter. This could be a great option for you to try. Two more things I want to catch up on from last week's, because we mentioned them and now I've tried them, and that is the Pat McGrath Labs Dark Star Mascara and the Hourglass Unlocked Instant Extensions Mascara. Now, I love a mascara. You all know one of the reasons I started my beauty blog beauty mecca a million years ago, 2006, was because I was on the hunt for the perfect mascara. Difficult Eyes is not called Difficult Eyes for no reason. She's called Difficult Eyes because she too struggles with the mascara. We're both very smudgy humans. We're both people who get panda eyes very easily. I get transfer onto my upper lid very easily. I never, hardly ever wear lower lash mascara because it just transfers onto my chipmunk cheeks. So whenever there's a new mascara launch, I am excited. Now, with Dark Star from Pat McGrath Labs, it says instant volume, stretch effect length, and anti-gravity lift. Ooh. So basically, it says it does literally everything. I do like the packaging. It's sort of this punky pink and black packaging with gold embossing on it with the logos. The tube is gold with pink print on there, which is pretty cool. You open it up, it's a big fat chunky tube, and it's a big fat chunky brush. It's like that very traditional hourglass shape that we're seeing more and more for volumey, thick, chunky mascaras. Other than that, I've got to say, I wasn't super impressed. Like, there's nothing wrong with it, but there's nothing especially right with it. Like, I didn't get anything more impressive from this than I would from a L'Oreal or a Maybelline mascara. And this is obviously dramatically more expensive than a Maybelline or a L'Oreal. Even an Essence, like the Essence mascaras are so good and they're so cheap. This is a perfectly adequate functioning mascara that's just going to cost you a lot of money. And I just didn't love it enough to be able to recommend it with my whole heart. I just can't do it. If you want it, you won't be let down by it, I don't think. I did find it transferred a little bit. I just had some sort of dark smudges, not chunks or anything terrible, but just, you know, you get those little dark shadows underneath your eye where you've just had transfer over time. But nothing worse than the average mascara. But for the price that it is and from the brand that it's from, it should be better than the average mascara. Moving on to the Hourglass Unlocked. Now this, again, they've gone gold. Gold is the colour of the season. This is a gold box. It's a gold tube. Very similar, actually. Very weird. It's got the Hourglass Unlocked printed on it. It's also got the Hourglass Leaping with the bunny, the Hourglass Bunny, because it's kind to, non-human rights. Logo is etched into the tube, which was a nice touch. The difference here is it's... Can you hear it opening? Who wants some ASMR? There we go. It's a plastic comb. It's sort of a conical Christmas tree sort of shape. So it's a little bit thicker at the bottom than it is at the top. It's got plastic bristles, more of sort of a They're Real type brush. You know what I mean? The plastic bristles rather than the brush. Pat has the big traditional curvy brush. This has the plastic comb bristles. This feels much heavier too. This one's weighted for sure. So it feels much more luxe. And the best thing about the Hourglass mascara is it's a tubing formula. So it builds length very easily. And once it's on, it's pretty much on there. I really didn't get any transfer with this one. The thing with this that I found mildly disappointing was it's instant extension. So it's for length, yes, but it just doesn't give a lot of oomph. It really reminded me of the Glossier Lash Slick, with just slightly more length and volume, just fractional. And Lash Slick I love for my lower lashes, and it's very natural looking. With this, I just wasn't super impressed by the finish. I like a really dense, fluttery, thick fringe of lash. Like, I want to see all, I don't like a clumpy lash, but I like a really volumized, thick, fringy lash, and this gave very long, defined, natural volume lashes. It really didn't improve the volume, it just darkens your lashes. But it is very black, it is very pretty, it's just far more of a natural look than I was looking for. I think if you're looking for a tubing mascara that won't budge over the summer, it's a great option. But again, it's just right on that expensive end of the pricing spectrum. That I don't know, you can get tubing mascaras for less and be equally as happy with them. I do feel like I'm being a bit of a Debbie Downer on luxury mascaras recently, apart from the one that I love that I'm going to talk about in a little bit. And it's just because I do think there are so many more options out there that are reasonably priced. Like drugstore mascaras, high street mascaras are some of the best out there. So it's hard to say, for me to say, this is great and you should spend your money on it. It's easy for me to say, this is out, and just describe it as new news. But for me to review it to you, it's really hard for me to tell you to spend your money on it when I just think there are equally good products out there for sometimes a third or a quarter of the price. It's just an awful lot of money. If you want a sexy gold tube mascara, then either of these will be great. But you could find another mascara that does this job just as easily from Boots, from Superdrug, from Walgreens, from Target, wherever you are. Shoppers. I was like, what about Canadian listeners? Shoppers. I love Shoppers. And you just don't need to spend this much money. But, you know, that's my overall review. Both are fine. I wouldn't spend my money on either of them ever again. So that's it for new news. ending on an up note, as I like to do. After the break, I'm going to come back and talk you through what has made it into my tour kit. If I were going on tour, who's going to pretend we are? And that's what we're going to talk about after this break.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
We're back. Did you miss me? No, because you probably skipped through the ad. I always do. I just really, really, really wanted to chat about the products that I have liked so much that they would make it into my tour kit bag if I was going on tour. Because let's pretend that I am. Let's pretend I'm about to pack a bag and get on the plane to England and meet you all in Liverpool and London and Manchester and Glasgow and Edinburgh and Leeds and Sheffield and all the other places that I want to go, Cardiff and Bristol, and anywhere in bloody Ireland if they'll just let me go. I don't know why they'll never let me go. I've never been to Ireland. Desperate to go. This was supposed to be the year. It's just not happening, is it? Anyway, what would be in my toolkit? These are the new items, mostly new releases from the last few months, that I would, without shadow of a doubt, have in my toolkit. And the first one is an eyeshadow palette. Now, eyes are always the trickiest because I always want to take thousands of palettes, and I always do, and then I end up using Nude Dip. Just Nude Dip, only Nude Dip, forever and ever, Nude Dip. So this year, I do feel like this would have made it in, and it is the Natasha Denona Bronze. We've talked about it as new news. I've talked about it as a highlight of the week. It just keeps coming up. I just keep using it. I just keep being delighted by it. A motorbike just went past. I don't know what to tell you. It's so lovely. It does so many nice looks. It is on the darker side, the deeper side, the richer side. It's better for dramatic looks than natural looks. You might need to introduce a couple of lighter colours in there to highlight, should you want to lift it up. It plays really nicely with the Natasha Denona Mini Glam palette, which has got some lighter colours in there. I've liked playing with those together, and I wouldn't be mad if I had to take that with me as well because it's so dinky. That could be my carry-on eyeshadow palette, where this would be my checked luggage eyeshadow palette, but that would definitely be in there. Natasha Denona Bronze palette, I really love it. Alternate eyeshadow palettes, I think I would probably take a few of the e.l.f. mini palettes that we've been in love with, because they are just remarkable. I'm really enjoying what Elf is doing at the moment. It's just so fun. I did get sent the Elf Retro Paradise collection to review, and I played with the eyeshadow palette, which was really lovely. The pigment isn't as intense as it is on a lot of eyeshadow palettes that cost more, because obviously it costs less. That's the clue. The clue's right there. But I did a really fun look with an icy blue and a coppery colour. There's a coppery colour called Fortuna, which is just very, very similar to a lot of the stuff in the bronze palette, in the Natasha Denona bronze. And there's some beautiful blues in there as well, some really lovely like poolside colours. So I don't know if that would make it into my tour kit, the 18-piece Retro Paradise, but the mini kits I would absolutely consider taking along with me, because they're lovely and you can just stick them in your handbag. So if I had to do my makeup on the train, which I've done more than once for tour events, that would be very, very, very handy. Eyeliner wise, hasn't been anything that's really blown me away. I would still take my KVD Beauty cake liners and my tattoo liner, because that's where I feel safest. Mascara, still Lash Paradise for me. It's still Lash Paradise, the UK formula. I would stock up on that, but I would also take with me the Marc Jacobs At Lashed, just because I'm out of UK Lash Paradise at the moment, which is, it's fine. It's totally fine. I'm okay with it. I'm not stressed about it. It's totally okay. And I do feel like the Marc Jacobs At Lashed is the closest to that formula I've used here. Obviously, it's considerably more expensive, which I don't enjoy. And I will say I think it's going to dry out really quickly. But that's also a problem with At Lash Paradise. I think Lash Paradise dries out quick. But that's because it's perfect when you open it. We talk about this all the time, how a lot of mascaras work best if you open it, you use it the first time, it's really, really wet, it's really, really claggy, it can be really, really clumpy, we don't like it. You close it back up, try it again a week later, and it becomes a dream mascara. Lash Paradise for me is a dream mascara from the first day of opening it. Marc Jacobs At Lashed as well. But because they perform so well from first opening, they dry out so much quicker. I don't mind so much with Lash Paradise because it's so much cheaper. With the Marc Jacobs, it's so expensive. I'm a little bit like, oh, is this on its ass already? I've only had it for like a month. But I don't know if I'll rebuy it, but I do really love it. The packaging is gorgeous and the effect is absolutely beautiful. I wore it for a Zoom event I did for my book on release day, and loads of people messaged me to ask what false eyelashes I was wearing, and I was like, no, it's the Marc Jacobs mascara. So that's how good it is. That is how good it is. Now, base, starting with cheeks, I would definitely take the Ciate Dewy Blush Glossy Cheek Tint in Watermelon. I absolutely love this. It's so dinky, it's so lovely, it's juicy, it's sheer, it's pink, it's summer. Harry's been using the coconut shade a lot on her Instagram lives. That's the more brownish, nude, fawny colour, which just looks stunning on her. I need the pink in my face. I'm so pale. And all the paler for having been inside so long. But I need that juicy pink flush, and it's just the perfect colour. It's a very blue pink. You put it against blue eyes, it just pops and it's gorgeous. I love it. I don't want to be without it. I would also probably, and this would be one I would be on the fence about because it's chunky, but I would probably take my Patrick Ta She's That Girl Double Take Cream and Powder Blush, just because it gives you the cream and powder options, although I refuse to put the cream on top of the powder. I think that's ridiculous. But I know I would definitely have to take my Hourglass Ambient Blush, because literally cannot live without it. I've just panned my second or third one, but that's the blush I've been committed to longest in life, since my beloved MAC Hello Kitty, which was a very blue raspberry colour. The closest I found to that for years was Bobbi Brown's Blue Raspberry, which was also limited edition. Hello Kitty was limited edition from MAC, then Blue Raspberry was limited edition from Bobbi Brown, and then I eventually found my love with the Ethereal Blush from Hourglass. So thank you, Hourglass, for making my dreams come true. But I would probably take the Patrick Ta and the Ciate and the Hourglass, because I do like to have a blush wardrobe. I think it's important. I think it makes me look a lot healthier and a lot brighter, bushy-tailed. Don't know if it affects the bushiness of my tail, but I like to have multiple blushes as an option anyway. Highlighter wise, probably probably would just take, again, my Hourglass strobe powder, because I love that. It's subtle and pretty. And then I would probably take the Chanel sculpting. Is it sculpting? I'll probably take the Chanel stick highlighter just because it makes me feel fancy. Just like feeling fancy. So I'll probably do that. Base-wise, the foundation that has found its way into my heart over the last 12 months and would definitely 100% be in my kit would be the La Mer Luminous Lifting Cushion Foundation in Neutral Ivory. This I bought for my wedding, so I didn't have it when we went on tour last year. I love it. I know, you know, I hate recommending stuff that's super expensive, but it's just so good. And I think the drugstore cushion foundations are brilliant. I loved the Maybelline Dream Foundation, but they're so hard to find now. They've gone away. It was like a trend that came and went and not many people kept them up, which breaks my heart. The Wet n Wild one is really good if you can get it, but this one is just next level. It will give you the dewy, lifted, luminous skin of dreams. It feels like nothing. It's just super hydrating and gorgeous. But it just lifts and elevates the skin to a level I cannot comprehend. I just love it so much, you guys. I'm so sorry. I wore it on my wedding day. I've worn it all the time. It just makes me really happy. I do need to add a concealer to my chin and around my nose if I need to be on camera, or if I was doing an event, I would want that extra coverage because it's medium coverage that's buildable. But rather than lop it on, I would rather just add a concealer. And the concealer I would add at this point would be the Dior Forever Skin Correct, which you've heard Harry rattle on about how incredible it is. I do think it's brilliant. It's basically just an amazing, super blendable, gorgeously pigmented, perfect coverage for concealer. I never used to be much for concealer. I would rather just do a heavier foundation and buff it out where it's not needed as much and just do everything in one. But this is the concealer that's kind of shifted me around to using much less foundation and using the concealer instead. I do feel, I mean, that's a quarantine thing for me as well, though. There's many days where I just don't bother with makeup, whereas before I wore makeup every single day, no fail. Now I can very easily go 2-3 days without any makeup on. And then when I do wear makeup, if it's just for me, if I'm not going on Zoom or Instagram Live, or if I'm not doing an event or anything, I just want to do makeup for myself, I'll just put on a little bit of this Dior Forever Skin Correct concealer and buff it out. And it's just really pretty. I am the paler shade. I'm 0 neutral. I do think the shade range doesn't cover the paler end very well. I could go paler. I could easily go a little bit paler, but that doesn't exist. It's fine. It does go up pretty high into deep shades though, so props for that. Props for that, lads. And then on to lips, finishing up with lips. Obviously I'm gonna take my lip glow because I am what I am. I would also take a bunch of the MAC Veris Color Stains because I love them. I hate that you can't get them anymore. I hate that they were discontinued. There are still places you can find them. You can usually find them on like Nordstrom Rack or some of the discount places, which just is monstrous because they were incredible. I love them. And I would probably take my Glossier Generation G mattes too because I think they're still brilliant. But I would 100% want to take my Patrick Tarr, That's Why She's Late red. I love this. It's just so well pigmented. It just lasts so long and it's so pretty. The color is lovely. I did get the orangey red. I did order the orangey red, as I said I would, and try it out. And I just didn't love it as much. I think the color is just not quite right for me. But the actual product itself is stunning. Stunning. And then the other thing that I definitely would want, and you can hear the joy in my voice as I'm talking about it, is the newly relaunched Juicy Tubes from Lancôme. I am so happy to have these babies back. I don't think I realized how much I loved Juicy Tubes until my order arrived. I ordered Marshmallow and Hello Cherry, and I definitely had Marshmallow the first time round and the Cherry. I remember buying my first Juicy Tubes. Me and my boyfriend went on like a very, 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 very cheap 2-night trip to Paris. I think it was 2 nights. when I was like 22, totally broke, no money at all. We saved up all of our Christmas money and just saved for ages to do this. And we stayed in this dodgy, dodgy hotel. We had to fly. It was just a nightmare. I don't know why. The ferry would have been easier, but it was more expensive than this dodgy middle of the night flight that was just super sketchy. And I remember we got to Charles de Gaulle to get our flight back, and duty free was open, and we hadn't really spent any money. The only money we had was for food, so we hadn't spent anything. And duty free had a Juicy Tube 3-pack that was obviously really cheap because it was duty free and it was much cheaper than buying one. I at that time could never have imagined buying a top level, like just even a counter brand lip gloss. It was absurd to me. I was like, oh my God, that's ridiculous. They're so expensive. And I remember my boyfriend saying like, no, you should buy it. You should buy it. You want it so much. He didn't buy it for me, I hasten to add. But I did end up buying myself that 3-pack, and I wore those lip glosses until those tubes were so manky and empty. And as soon as I got these and as soon as I opened them up, I've got them in my hand right now and I'm just full of joy. They smell exactly the way I remember them. The marshmallow smells like candy floss, like sugar, like vanilla. And the Hello Cherry, oh, it just smells like sweeties. It smells like Fox's Glacier Mints. It smells more watermelon to me than cherry, I will just say. But I don't care. The Hello Cherry is a non-glittery, just juicy jelly red that comes out pretty sheer, but it's absolutely gorgeous. And the marshmallow is actually now Marshmallow Electro, because it's a very pale pink that comes out pretty much clear, but it's got a ton of shimmer and glitter in it, which just makes it really fun. And I would really love that for events. Maybe I would do like a dark bronzy eye with Natasha Denona. But maybe a matte eye and a glittery lip. Ooh, I don't know. The Scandal. And the Hello Cherry I would wear with a more neutral eye. Maybe a nice Taylor Swift flick. And this cherry lip gloss. Ooh, I bet the cherry lip gloss would look amazing over the Patrick Tarte. Oh, I'm getting dead excited. I wish I had a tour to share with you. And I almost managed to go through this whole episode without mentioning Taylor Swift. Are you impressed? Because I think we all know what I've been doing since Folklore dropped. Yeah. Before I just end up spending this entire episode waxing lyrical about Lancôme Juicy Tubes, it's time to move on to highlight of the week. Now, I feel bad for the highlight, because how do you follow up with that? I'll tell you how, by being amazing. Who would like to sing with me? Let's do it. 1, 2, 3. Highlight of the week. The cat, deeply unimpressed. Deeply unimpressed. My highlight of the week is the Elemis Superfood Glow Priming Moisturiser Kombucha Glow Moisturiser. I don't know why it's got two names. I don't care. It's brilliant. It's so good. It's very unassuming. I'm holding it in my little palm right now. It's a little bottle. It's 60 mils. It's 2 fluid US ounces. It's just a squeezy bottle, a see-through squeezy bottle with a white screw top cap. It's got a very simple printed label. It's just a one color white label with all the information on it. Looks like absolutely nothing. Looks like whatever. And when you use this, your life will change. I don't care if that sounds like a bit much, because it's not. It's incredible. It is a lovely, lovely, lovely fast absorbing light moisturizer, but it's got a luminosity to it. That when I first saw it, I was like, oh, I guess it's kind of like Super Dew. It reminds me of Glossier Super Dew. It's a little bit more peachy than the pink of Super Dew. And then once I got it onto my hand, it feels nothing like Super Dew. I had to apologize to Super Dew, and I 100% have that in my routine. I haven't used it in ages, actually, because it's in the other room, and that's all it takes to fall out of my routine. But Super Dew is oil-based. It's heavy. I find it a lot. I cannot use it all over my face. I can only use it on the high points of my face, on my cheekbones, really. And I prefer to use it as a highlighter than a serum or a primer. The Elemis Superfood Glow Priming Moisturizer is the opposite. I just pumped some on my hand. It has absorbed in a heartbeat. It is in. I rubbed it on. It is already dry. It smells gorgeous. It's very, very, very lightly scented. And even though it looks quite glowy when you pump it out, all it leaves behind is the most luminous, beautiful, pretty sheen. There is no glitter, there is no shimmer. It's just so pretty. Even on the days when I'm not wearing makeup, I'm mostly using this as my moisturizer, my daytime moisturizer. So I'll wash my face. I'm actually using the Superfood Seeker Calming Foam Cleanser from Elemis Superfood at the moment. Then I've been using the Boscia. You know I can't say it. Boscia Boschia. Vegan Collagen Serum, which I'm really liking. So I'm testing that against the QMS that I've been using forever. So far, no complaints. If you're looking for a vegan version, the Boscia Boschia, whatever it might be, option is great. It's there. Definitely try it out. And then after that, I've been using the Elemis Peptide Hydrating Moisturizing Milk Serum. That's too many words. But on top of that, because collagen is collagen, it's like a light gel. And then I like to use the Milky Hydrating Serum as well, because my skin is super dehydrated at the moment. And then I just want to put a final light layer of moisturizer on to lock it all in. And my moisturizer of choice has 100% been this Elemis Superfood Glow Priming. Guys, it's so pretty. Like, it's just silly. I keep putting it on and then I'll catch myself in a mirror and be like, oh, look at me. It gives you that look of like that you've just done a full cleanse and mask and everything, and your skin just looks juicy and healthy and glowy and wonderful and well, even though you've been in the house for several months and you feel like actual dog shit. It makes you feel like, it makes you look the opposite of how I feel. And honestly, that's all that I can ask for. The fact that it's also full of Elemis skincare ingredients is a bonus, honestly. Like, I would probably use it even if it was not that good for you, because it just gives me the prettiest finish. I also have used it as a highlighter, so tapped on top of makeup, just on my cheekbones. And I've really, really liked it that way. It doesn't mess with your makeup because it's so light and because it absorbs so quickly. It doesn't upset your makeup. It plays with it pretty well, especially if you've used cream. So if I use the La Mer Cushion Foundation, which is a very watery foundation, and then I would use the Ciate Dewy Blush, which is obviously a liquid blusher, and a liquid foundation on top, a liquid highlighter on top of that, sorry, goes really nicely. But it also looks really nice on top of a full beat. Like, I did it before I did my event with G on Zoom. G Fletcher and I did an event together last week on Zoom, and I had a full face, and I used it then as well, and it's just so pretty. I cannot say enough good things about it. It's a rave from me. It's an absolute rave. Especially when it looks so unassuming. And like, it's just like, hey, I'm just here. It's just me. I'm just this little dinky bottle with a white cap and one collar print. I'm not fancy. I'm just doing my thing. Doing its thing so well. Which is all we can ask for any of us, isn't it? I hope you're doing really well. I hope this was a fun break from whatever it was you were doing before it. Or if you were in the car, if you're on your way to work. I know a lot of people are getting back to work right now. I'm thinking of you all. I am also working, but obviously from home. And I just really looking forward to the point where we can all be together again soon, which hopefully is sooner rather than later at this point. But thank you so much, as I said, for all of your support on In Case You Missed It. And everyone in the Facebook group has been smashing it with the challengers. If you want challengers. If you are not a member of the full coverage Facebook group, come find us. facebook.com/fullcoveragepodcast. The link to the group is the top pinned post. Please come and join us there. The group members are absolutely amazing. We've been doing these super awesome makeup challenges every day. Last week was Taylor Swift week, which was awesome. We did a different look every day. Everyone did a different look every day inspired by Taylor Swift. This week is Disney week. It looks so cool. It's just like so proud of all of you for staying so positive and doing such awesome, fun, cool stuff for other people, and keeping everyone motivated and just being downright lovely. So yeah, come join us in the Facebook group. If you have a chance, we'd love 5 stars for Apple Podcasts. We'd love that. That's like our favorite thing when you do that. If you wanted to leave us a review, that would be delightful. But most importantly, just thank you for listening, and take care of yourself, and I'll be back with another episode in but 2 weeks, hopefully with difficult eyes. It's hard to say. No one knows what's going on these days, but almost certainly with a very exciting interview that I'll tell you all about once I have secured it. To those of you I see on August 3rd with Caroline and Emma, I will see you then. And if not, I will see you in 2 weeks when the next episode comes out. So thank you so much, you guys. Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.